You couldn't find a preacher on this earth that the Lord was going to become at the first of the week. Believe me, I went back and researched it. I've been all over the continent. I've been all over the world. I've gone to some of the leading universities and colleges to see the history of when this thing arose. And they were all formed by churches. And I've looked in there and I haven't discovered one that believed Daniel 9:27 was the Antichrist. Not one. And so finally, this guy came up with one, and I guess trying to disprove what I said. And he said, yeah, but the mid position was correct. I researched the mid position. I went back and searched the history of it until it started. The mid trib position that was put in there was a first of the week position, because the guy believed that the final trump would occur at that time. It's wrong. Absolutely wrong. And so the first and the middle week positions are incorrect. You say, well, you're teaching us this. You realize you're going to have to answer the Lord for this? Absolutely. Who do you think I've been talking to all this time? He doesn't answer me. But something in here lets me know. I hit my stomach, but something up in here lets me know. Don't ask me why, but I've been living with this ever since God called me to preach. But I knew all the stuff beforehand. I just wasn't able to put it in the right position. The first and middle rapture position are incorrect. The saved, sealed soul instantly goes to heaven, and its carnal nature sleeps in the grave. My mother's soul is alive and awake, and it's in heaven. And so is yours, Anna Mae, as bad as you are. She's there. And the thing about it is, and it's your husband's is there. But the horrible thing about all this is, they were teaching in Paul's day that the rapture was past. It was gone, G-O-N-E. Now, I have never believed a saved, sealed soul sleeps in heaven. Where are the souls of all those whose carnal natures are still asleep in the grave, but their souls are in heaven? All of those that were seen in Jerusalem after Christ was resurrected, I repeat, after Christ was resurrected, their souls are in heaven. Who are you talking about? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Daniel. You say, well, where are their souls at? Their souls are alive in heaven. Very much alive. Can talk. And where are their souls that are asleep? They're dead, 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 but will be resurrected at the first resurrection. How is that possible? That is those that came out of the grave who were part of the Old Testament and had the ministry of Abraham and had the ministry of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them. They're there. Well, what about their souls? What about their carnal nature? It's still out there in the grave. You say, well, how do you know that? This is Revelation 20b. This is what I could not understand, but I knew it had to be true. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Notice what I've got underlined. This is the first resurrection. This is the first resurrection. Are you saying that those saints that were resurrected there at the beginning of the came out of the grave after Christ's resurrection. You say, was that the first resurrection? No, that was a resurrection. But it was the resurrection of the Old Testament saints. The first resurrection includes the Old Testament saints because we're all going to be judged at the same time. All of the Old and New Testament saints who have departed their physical bodies, when you read this, are now standing in their lots in heaven, as is Daniel. You say, you mean Daniel doesn't have hadn't received his reward yet? No, he's still got to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. All the following phenomena, and phenomena, A is plural and phenomenon is singular. All the following phenomena have increased in intensity since 1967. Can you prove that? I can absolutely, positively prove it. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder. Just think about what you've seen in the last 2 years, and particularly this year. All the following phenomena, plural, have increased in intensity since 1967. And I've shown you charts, I've shown you diagrams that are undeniable, and nobody has ever been able to refute them. Isaiah 29:6. This has been happening, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm a qualified, certified meteorologist. You say, well, that doesn't prove anything. I know it doesn't, but I am such. You say, why are you? It wasn't my choice. I just wanted to keep working in the grocery store, and I was assistant manager, and I was head manager, for the manager of the grocery store, and that's what my family had continued in ever since I was a pup. I didn't want to go in the Korean War and get on the ground over there and get killed. And so what did I do? I took a coward's way out. You say, did you go to Canada? No, that's not a coward. That's a coward's way out. I went ahead and enlisted. When I enlisted, there I was in the service. So I'm not a coward. I have cowardly ways, but that's not my spiritual man wants Jesus to come right now. Right now. You say, well, that's not right. He's going to come when he wants to. That's what I've learned. He's going to come when he wants to. But I prayed about this and I thought, why would he do that? And me have that desire. And yet he says, this is the first resurrection. And then all of a sudden, boom. What does he do? He starts talking about the punishment of the seven vials, which start the vials of wrath, which starts all the pain and punishment. All the New Testament saints who have departed their physical bodies, when you read this, are now standing in their lots in heaven as in Daniel. And they're all going to be judged at the same time. The Old Testament saints are still standing in their lot. The New Testament saints that are still standing in their lots, the ones that have died, their soul is immediately transferred into heaven, and their old nature is resting in the grave. You say, well, when's that going to occur at the seventh trumpet? When does the seventh trumpet occur? He puts you a forecast of it, a prophecy of when it would occur, made it crystal clear when he said, this is the first resurrection. He was talking not about the ones, what he was going to come after that, but he was talking about what was going to happen before the actual sounding of a seventh trumpet. He says, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder. This is occurring and it has continued to occur. And you're going to see some pretty bad stuff because you're going to be in part of the tribulation period. Some of you. Some of you will, some of you won't. You say, where are you going to be? I'll just have to wait and see, but I know what I'm doing to try and be in it. Isaiah 29:6. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord with thunder. What have you been watching on television for the last 2 years with earthquakes? What kind of earthquakes? Bad ones. Ever since 1967. And great noise. What's been this horrible noise that they keep hearing whenever all these things start exploding when they go through? That's what it is. That's never happened at this intensity and this long. With storm and tempest. The storm and tempest it's talking about here is what you've been observing for quite some time. And the flame of devouring fire. That didn't occur after the Old Testament saints came out. But it has been occurring. The tribulation period hasn't begun. At least not the part of it that some are going to have to go through part of it. Revelation 6, 9 through 12. And he opened the fifth seal. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. These were martyrs. You say, well, you mean only those are going to get called out? No, I don't mean that. I mean that all of the souls that for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And this is Revelation 6, 9 through 12. And then notice he gives you a preview of it. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth? They were martyred. And white robes were given unto every one of them. He's just using an example here of the type of people that he's talking about, so it won't leave any question that after you get saved, you'd still need to serve God, but you're not going to hell if you don't. And it was said unto them that they should rest for a little season. Tell us how long a little season is. I don't know. But I'm going to try to show you that on a chart, make it plain, label it plain, so you can see exactly what I'm talking about when I get the thing finished. I've already got most of it from an old chart, but I'm going to put it out because I believe it. I have to stand before the judgment seat for it, and I'm not afraid to do it. Until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. You're going to see, in not too long a time, a huge, tremendous earthquake. Most likely, I believe it will be, extending all the way from the Jordan River Valley up across into central northern Italy. There is a tremendous fault that runs through there, and it's just dying to split. It's going to split. And the sun became black as sackcloth, haircloth of hair. When I first started this, I told people there were springs on the earth, underneath the earth, and geologists told me I was crazy. But I had taken the courses. I had been to them. And they came out that, no. There's not water down there. The seamounts were down there. Then they discovered that after that. And the seamounts are nothing but inactive volcanoes. That's what they are. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood. You know what the moon turns a brilliant blood color from? When it gets an initial stage of having a volcanic eruption. Do you know what the sun does? It eventually disappears. Read after Revelation 9 through 12. Read what it says after that. Because it is a preview of what has not yet occurred. But we have had, thou shalt be visited of the Lord with thunder, with earthquake, with snow, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. That has not yet happened. But it is happening, and it will become extremely intense between the time the rapture occurs and the judgment of the saints is going on in heaven. He says in Daniel 12, 4 through 13, but thou, Daniel, notice he's talking to Daniel, and you know Daniel was an Old Testament character, and you know the prophecy of Daniel. You know it's just after Jeremiah. And the reason I was plumbing through my Bible, it's just after Isaiah. And it's called the time of Jacob's trouble. And you know that, and the reason I was flipping through my Bible so much down here when I started, somebody took that out of my Bible. I don't have Jeremiah in there. I have no idea where that happened, but the whole chapter's gone. Well, maybe they don't like it. I don't know. But you take that out. Raise your right hand. I'll take an oath here. Okay, but I was going back and forth. I thought, where in the Sam Hill is Jeremiah? I know where he is bodily, and I know he's standing in his lot, but his scriptures aren't in this Bible. I must have taken it out a long time ago because it's an old Bible. He said, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Believe it or not, some of you who know the Lord are going to have to go through part of the tribulation period. The worst part here. How many? I don't know. That's what keeps me on my toes. I definitely want to continue in the faith. Now he says, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Now notice, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro in knowledge, so be increased. Why do I have all this knowledge I have? Why did I have to go? I have to go to all these schools. I didn't like school. I wanted to avoid, I didn't want a war to break out. I wanted to end up and die as in the Kroger organization in charge of a large area, an area managed. That's what I wanted. But that's not what God wanted. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall be increased. You wouldn't believe how many places I've been. I don't even believe it myself. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two angels. And behold, the one on this side of the river, and the other on the other side of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? He asked a question. How long shall it be to the end of these what wonders? Well, this is the book of Daniel. And one said to the other man clothed in linen, matter of fact, this is the last chapter. And one said, I think it's the last, yeah, that's the last chapter. Oh, I knew that. And one said to the other clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long should it be to the end of these wonders? This is between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Now, remember this and check me out on it. That's a pretty girl. That is a pretty girl. Thank goodness she looked like your side of the family. And swear by him that liveth, right, that liveth forever. And it shall be for a time, times, and a half. That sounds familiar. There aren't 7 years left in the tribulation period. There's only 3.5 years. And Jesus has already fulfilled part of that. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, believe it or not, Antichrist, Israel is going to attack the Antichrist. And believe it or not, when he attacks the Antichrist, believe me, the Antichrist is already preparing and has already prepared. And I kept up with this religiously ever since Syria started causing trouble. And ever since they became a part of a coalition that will eventually attack Israel, a conspiracy. And the power of the holy people. Who's going to scatter? Who's the holy people, Israel? He'll scatter the power of the holy people. What does it mean to scatter the power? It means he's going to scatter them. And they're going to be scattered into the Negev wilderness. And when he shall accomplish to scatter the people, all the things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood, that the Lord, oh my God, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. That's what he says. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, let me read that again. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, when Chuck's dad came down here, I had heard about the split rapture. But I just could not bring myself to start trying to understand it, because I could not fit it in. Well, what I believed was correct, but there was a place in there for the split, and I think God just didn't want me to preach it. You say, well, you were wrong about that. Okay, I'll accept that. And from the time of the daily sacrifice, shall understand. You know, I appreciated very much what Robert taught. Robert indicated that there was a lot more to this than most people understand. There are a lot of people who believe that Christ saved them when they repented toward God and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have never come to completely understand exactly how all this is supposed to work out. And if God hadn't shown me this, I probably would have gone on using that ruler and going back and forth like this. But I am a child of God. I have been saved. I have been scripturally baptized. And so there are lots of people right now that are doing something worse than worshiping an idol. Now, I don't mean, don't take this wrong. Don't take this wrong. Please. But I tell you something that's worse than worshiping a statue. And God punished the enemies of Israel sometimes with hemorrhoids. They didn't have any preparation H back then. And it's painful enough with that stuff. But you talk about God punishing Israel when she quit serving him after having served him and quit worshiping him correctly, and he was on them like a duck on a June bug. So notice what he says here. And he held up his hand and his left hand into heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and shall be for a times, times, and half a time. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the holy people and shall finish it. Now, and I heard and understood not. Man, God deal directly with them. He put the heat on them. We got people in our churches, missionary Baptist churches, that still believe if you don't serve God after you've been saved, you're going to hell. Sometimes I almost wish that was true. But I believe that a certain number of people today are a whole lot more unspiritual who are sitting on missionary Baptist churches that still believe after they are saved that God's never going to punish them for it. He will. It won't be a very long period, but he will. And part of them are going to go into the tribulation period. I'll try to prepare a diagram and show you how this fits the scripture, how it's not heresy. But Lord, it's taken me a long time, and I didn't figure this out for myself. But God sent people in here, and God trained me in my life. I can't take credit for it. You say, well, do you give the credit to those people? Absolutely not. Do I give the credit to those people in seminary that taught me correctly? Absolutely. I do give credit to them. But absolutely not them, but God. Everything I understand now has come to the point where I'm happy. I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm ready to be taken out. I'm ready for it. You say, Well, boy, you must really think highly of yourself. Oh, no. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I finally figured out, in order to understand, I would have to start serving God correctly. You say, well, what if he had taken you? Would he have? And I don't worship something I can see on a wall. I don't worship something I can see a statue of. What do I worship? Someone I cannot see, but someone I believe who has taught me that I'm a worm. But he has taught me he's not a worm. All power in heaven and earth is given unto him. And I'm going to heaven, and I understand this thing. So what about those people that don't understand it, that are sitting in church pews and swearing up and down, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, and if I do this, I'll lose my salvation. You better quit it, because you're going to go into part of the tribulation period. And I'll try to show on this chart how long I think that may be. I don't know the day, the week, month, or year, but I'll try to show it on that diagram. Because this is something I've worked on for a long, long time, and I've had a lot of help from a lot of people that sit on this church pew today. And I'm appreciated. And he said, go away, Daniel. Go thy way, Daniel, for thy words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Till the time of the end. That's what we're going to be showing on that diagram. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. I understand. You say, well, you better be careful. I realize that. You think that I haven't known about a split rapture, and yet I didn't understand correctly how it was to be applied. You say, was that your fault? I don't think so. I think this is something that God used other people. I'm not the lone wolf. And God used other people to teach me. And I appreciate that. And you better get that in your cranium, because if you think you figured this out all by yourself, you better start thinking about it, because I think about it all the time. And I'm at peace with God. Someone in this church came to me about 3 weeks ago. That person knows. That person's here. She said, Brother Michael Murray, can you guarantee what you taught this morning? Until I had indicated the time that I thought it might occur, the general time. And I said, yes. And this is the reason I said yes. I'm going home. And the quicker the better. You don't need me anymore. I'm finished with my work. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate shall be 1,290 days. How in the world do I get that? I'm going to show you on the diagram. And I don't doubt what I'm preaching right now. I'm telling you. And I'll have to answer to Christ for what I'm teaching you, but I believe it. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Why is there a difference between those two figures? But go thy way until the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. There's a lot of lots out there, from both the Old and the New Testament, all over the world. There's lots of carnal natures in there that have never come out. The Old Testament and the New Testament saints are going to be judged at the same time. And there are going to be some left here to go through a very brief period of what you'll find following, during the time. There's some people here, probably in this building, and across this earth, that are going to have to wait for a brief period of time to be taken to heaven and be resurrected because they have no reward in heaven. They have wasted their lives. They have done nothing to serve Christ. You say, well, I don't understand that. Then you don't understand grace. Maybe you've never understood it. I understand grace. And when I accepted grace, and I believed that Jesus Christ was the living Son of God, would be, and it was promised, God saved me. Now, since that time, I now know. Some people will go into the tribulation period. How many? Not very many, I don't think. You say, well, what is that? Why do you tell us that? Because I better tell you that. Because if you've never received Him, and you don't believe that you have to, and you never had to, but you go ahead and ask for salvation, you finally go ahead and say the right things, do the right things, and then afterwards, you don't serve Him very long. You don't get much of a reward. If you don't serve Him at all, you don't get anything. That's why I believe in a split rapture. Lot. What does that word mean? You remember when we got those concordances? Strong's. Strongest concordance. Now don't look in. Strong's was a very neutral man. And he was the greatest Greek scholar that I ever believed in. And it was... He made a Strong's concordance. I mean, he put it plain and he put it in there where it just flat came out and said it. What is Lot? What is that word Lot? Where is he supposed to stand? Blessed is he that cometh to 335 days, but go not thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and thou shalt stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So what's the definition in Strong's strongest concordance, the very latest one, the one that has more research poured into it than any other? That lot that he's standing in is an allotment of land. Look it up for yourself. 2 Peter 3, 8-18. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and some as one day. So when you ask me, when does the seventh trumpet sound? Well, after it sounds, there'll be a short period of time. It won't last 1,000 years. But for those of you who don't serve Him at all, you're going to get a taste of this tribulation period, and you better get ready for it. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. You have no idea, many of you, not many, but a few, that you don't understand grace. It's the long-suffering of Jesus. Jesus has long suffering. And He's not going to put people through 1,000 years of great tribulation. Not willing that any should come, that any should perish. You're going to have a split rapture. You say, well, I don't believe that. I think I'm going to be whisked right out of here just as soon as that rapture. No, not. You're not. You say, well, how do you know that? Because for the first time in my life, I fear the Lord. I've always known I was going to have to stand before the judgment. See, I don't want to stand up there and not tell Him that you better serve Him. You're not going to go through 1,000 years of tribulation. But there is going to be a split rapture. But all that should come to repentance. What is repentance? Well, didn't Paul write, or didn't they write in the New Testament that it was that grace was repentance? that we should explain His grace. It is repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. How much faith have you shown to the Son of Almighty God? Only you can answer that. But there is going to be a split rapture. I'd be wrong if I didn't tell you that. And it wasn't because I didn't suspect it, but God knew what would happen to me if I did. And God had something for me to accomplish by His power and not by my own. And by cracky, He has. He says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. You're going to wonder, a handful of people, why didn't He take me? And you're going to start crying out, crying out, crying out. And finally, you'll get to come up there and be with those who were faithful. You say, well, how will I know if I'm faithful? I'm sitting here and I know that right now I'm faithful. You say, are you going to continue to be faithful? I'm going to keep on studying the Word of God and I'm going to keep on trying to change to be what I really ought to be and am not, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth that are within shall be burned up. Seeing all these things shall be dissolved, it will eventually. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation, lifestyle, and godliness, looking for and hastening until the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That's coming. He said, look for the heavens and a new earth, wherein, therefore, brethren, seeing that you look for such things, are you looking for such things? I am. Am I going to be taken out without ever going into the wrath of God? Absolutely. If I remain faithful to the Lord and He judges me worthy of it, and I was saved by grace, I won't fall from grace, because I realize the importance of staying in faith. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you found of Him in peace, without sin, that's the long suffering of the Lord. Nobody has ever put up with as much patience of the man who's preaching this to you than Almighty God. He says, as our brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto the Lord, even our beloved brother Paul also, according to his wisdom, hath written unto you. Now I want you to notice what he says next. As also in his epistle, speaking in the things which some find hard to believe, which that they are unstable at rest, but they also, the Scriptures, according to their own destruction. The long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Who taught me that? God. That's the long-suffering of the Lord. How did you learn that? I studied to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, by realizing that there were other men in our work that God used, by realizing that we had to be humbled. We had to realize our own helplessness. And finally, we wouldn't be afraid to preach it. Some of God's men like this have suffered more than I ever have. God's purpose for me was different. But my mission was different. But here I am. And I will not stand before the judgment seat of Christ and fail to have told you, you better remain faithful after you're saved. How long do you have to remain faithful? You'll find out. I don't think it'll be very long. But you're going to get a little taste of the real tribulation period. You got a preview of it back after in Revelation 6. as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, brethren, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Don't tell me that doesn't happen. I've seen it happen right here in this church. I've seen it happen as I grew up as a young man. But God used other men to teach me what is called the what do you call it, Chuck? That's the
narrow-minded.
What?
Narrow-minded landmark.
That's exactly, yeah, they are. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm still growing in it. I have repented of my sins. I have put my faith in God's promise that Timothy wrote of. And Timothy admonished two of them that thought the rapture had already come and gone. They were wrong. They will be judged at the end of the time that falls in the category of this is the first resurrection. That's why I was so baffled. I'm not baffled anymore. Revelation 6, 9 through 17. And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now notice what it says. And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season. How long is a little season? A day is 1,000 years is the Lord, and 1,000 years is a day. It won't be 1,000 years, but see, that's why that little season covers so many different times. Until their fellow servants, you're a fellow servant. If you believe what they believe, what Paul believed, what John believed, and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and the kings of the earth and great men, and of rich men, and of the chief kings and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said, fall on us, and hide us from that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Some people won't stand.
Just turn it over and that's it.
No, just flip the page. Is that right? Thank you, Captain. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, and which had not worshipped at the beast, neither his image, neither they lived, neither had received his mark in their foreheads and in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. And some people are going to be judged along with the rest of us. And they're going to have to wait a little while. Because I think they're going to experience a part. I think they're going to actually go into part of the tribulation period. I'll show you on the diagram how long I think it is next Sunday. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. But this is referring back to what he's already said. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Revelation 14, 12 through 20. Here is the patience, the endurance of the saints. You know him as Savior? You trust in Him as your Savior. You believe He's the living Son of God. You believe He saved you. He says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto him, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. This is back in chapter 14. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Their works are going to follow them. You're going to be judged. And you're going to be judged with the Old Testament saints. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And under the cloud, one set like unto the Son of Man. That's Jesus. Having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped, and another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. Now, there is going to be a group of people that go into the tribulation, go into the real vials of wrath, but you're not going to be in there long. You couldn't take it very long. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city. Anytime you see that city, this is Jerusalem. The city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse bridles, for the space of 1,600 furlongs. Well, that's all I got to say. Now, if I wasn't your friend, I'd go ahead and keep booting my thing up and down like this. And I wanted to stop a long time ago, but God just let me know, don't do that yet. And then God sent Chuck's dad down here, and he sent Chuck down here, and I studied a long time. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, I do, and you better have a very strong case to tell me I'm wrong, because I have warned you by the word. I believe the correct interpretation of it. That you better start doing what God wants. Even though, are you in the right church? Are you in a church that preaches and teaches the word once delivered to the saints? This is such a church. You say, well, that doesn't give me much to rest in. Well, you can rest in this. If I find out I'm wrong, I'll tell you. Because I'd rather be embarrassed here than at the great white throne of judgment. I made it, Chuck. Barely. I'm not going to ask you to dismiss because you'd kick up your hands so quick, you'd break it. Kenneth, you want to dismiss us?